And don't even wind it.
No.
I guess you got some, get grow some squash too, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Brad, I do like.
You know, I ain't
found
no squash in the grocery store.
I like it prepared just about any kind of way, but you don't, you mean on the produce rack? The,
no.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of it either.
Now, she has got the first, she can freeze it, and it's good the way she feed. I never did like it till, I believe, this winter's. This fall, first time I liked she fed
last year.
But she cooked it, put her seed and everything in it, didn't you?
Oh, before you grow it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then she takes it out, and if she wants to add a little something, she does.
Yeah.
She re-cooks that, and boy, it is good, and you thank her eating garden squash.
That's right. Now, that would be a good one. You know, sometimes, well, I don't know, maybe people have, the freezer people have worked it out now, but when people first started using freezers a lot, it just was completely different when you try to freeze vegetables and you take them out and they didn't taste,
I know it,
fresh at all.
There's lots of things that if you will season before you freeze, I think it's better than if you just cut the raw part of them and cut freeze it.
My wife's freezer right now is full of deer skin.
Ooh, deer skin.
I have some friends who hunt, and they gave me some deer skins when they dressed out the deer, and my little boy wants me to make him a rug out of one of them, and I'm reading up on how to tan it with leaving the hide on it, the hair on it and everything, but until I can figure out how to do it, I'm just keeping them rolled up in the freezer. She doesn't care too much for that, having two big old deer skins rolled up in the freezer. But I found a way that you can use borax. And
well, I just started to say this way, and I don't know about a deer, I guess it'd be the same, but cattle skin, cowhide, you can roll them in ashes. I guess it has to be hardwood maybe, ashes. And moisten it so much somewhere and underneath it out, and that'll take that hair off.
Oh, yeah, you want the hair off of it.
Oh, you want the hair off?
You want to leave the hair on and make a rug out of it.
Well, that I don't know.
Now, my granddad used to be a tanner, and he told me about that. I forgot, he told me there's a certain kind of wood that you could use, and the ashes, it may have been hickory.
It's hardwood.
Yeah, same. I guess it makes lye, like they used to make soap out of with hickory ashes.
Yeah.
I've been trying to show my kids about the way we made our own soap and this kind of thing, and so I've got a couple of lard cans full of hickory ashes, and my wife's saving all of her kitchen grease for me, and so this spring I'm going to show them how we used to make soap. What about a thing that grows out in the woods and looks like a little umbrella kind of thing? People cut them up and put them in gravy for steaks and that kind of thing.
Mushrooms.
Okay. What about the poisonous ones? There's a mushroom that you can eat and then
what? That's
the toadstool.
Right. Okay. Let's see. What kind of owls do you have around? I bet you have some good ones out here.
Oh, we do. We have these large owls. We call them hen owls. And then we have these little old, I call them screech owls.
Mm-hmm. They're little tiny ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of bird is it that pecks holes in trees?
Well, I call them just plain old peck with the yellow heads, and then these sapsuckers.
Yeah.
Sapsuckers.